And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. This program explores words and phrases in the English language. And today we talk about an expression that comes from the world of vehicles and the engines that power them. In an internal combustion engine, a cylinder is said to be firing when the fuel inside it is ignited or lit. With that small contained explosion, the engine starts, and the car is ready to go. Most engines have 4 cylinders. Some very powerful vehicles have 6 or even 8 cylinders. That brings us to today's expression, to fire on all cylinders. When you are firing on all cylinders, you are working or functioning at the greatest possible level of efficiency, speed, or productivity. In other words, you are at your peak performance. You cannot do much better. Sometimes we use this expression to mean we are using all our energy to do something. We are working as well as possible. For example, some people can only fire on all cylinders after they have had a good night's sleep. We often use this expression in the negative form. For example, every morning I have 2 cups of very strong black coffee. The coffee helps my brain come to life. So if someone tries to talk to me in the morning before I've had my coffee, I might say to them, "Can this wait? I am not firing on all cylinders yet." However, I would probably not say that to a supervisor. The expression is very informal. Now let's hear it used by 2 coworkers.
"Hey, can you hand me that notebook? It has all my notes for today's meeting."
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?"
"You seem like you need more sleep. You do realize this meeting is about our project and will decide your future for the next month."
"I know. It's just really early. I don't fire on all cylinders until at least 10 a.m.
"Well, you had better get your cylinders fired up because here comes the client."
Before you take on your next big project, make sure you are firing on all cylinders. And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.